So never believe everything you see. There's a picture of me on a mobility scooter going round, which is AI'd, and it says Whale. What does it say on it?
Whalemobile.
Whalemobile. And it's not me.
No, but it's very good likeness.
I know, but, you know, there are little things like the odd nose warped.
But, however, there are videos of you on your mobility scooter crashing, which are genuine.
Yeah.
So we've got, like...
Not a bad crash, by the way.
We have a few things to chat about this week. We've had a bit more of an interesting week than previous weeks.
So welcome to Tales from the Whales, of the Whales, about our trip through having cancer. I'm at stage 4 with kidney cancer, and unfortunately, my lovely, charming wife, Lady W, has to put up with me, and it hasn't been easy.
It's been quite entertaining this week, though.
Has it?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, because we got you out of the house and onto your mobility scooter.
Oh, golly.
Because we took it to the hospital with us on Tuesday.
Excuse me. Sorry about this, guys.
Just because you don't want me to tell everyone about your trip to the hospital on your mobility scooter.
Oh, carry on.
So you being you, you didn't want to look like an old person on a mobility scooter. You wanted to look cool. So we had to take the basket off the front, and then I had to carry your water bottle, hat and various bits and trot along beside you carrying it all. And you had on your shades. And of course, although we were inside the hospital building, you insisted on having it on full speed and driving one-handed with one leg trailing along behind you.
I felt quite cool, actually.
It was very, very worrying. You weren't in control of it at all. You crashed into the surgical waste bin and a filing cabinet.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just getting used to it. I went to work. When I say use it, like when I get out of the car, I can't, if I walk
it's
even...
Best, it's best to get used to it starting off on the slow speed and work up to top speed.
Yeah, but there's long, long bits you can go on at work and get up speed.
Oh, yes, because you took it to work with you last night as well.
Yeah, and the fact is that if I get out of the car and just walk for 30 seconds less...
2 seconds.
2 seconds. I'm breathless and a bit wobbly on my feet. So I gave in to the idea of, you know, having an electric wheelchair or a mobility scooter or whatever in the end. And actually, it's quite fun. But I did feel at one point yesterday, because it wasn't, I'll let you sort of tell everybody else about the other bits, but I did lose control slightly. And there's no brakes on it. You just have to stop accelerating and it stops immediately.
Leaving a trail of carnage behind you.
Yeah. Anyway. What's wrong?
You're getting the hang of it, aren't you?
I am. Look at Mulberry. She's one of the dogs who's sitting here exactly by the microphone.
We also managed to get... So we saw Professor Tom.
Yep.
And they hadn't really got the scan results. He had a quick peruse and said that you haven't got any new sites of cancer, but the ones you have got have all progressed a bit, but sort of in a slow and steady way rather than romping away.
But there is nothing else they can do for me.
No.
And they don't, I mean, you know, all doctors, I've known Tom for a long time, and it must be a really, I do feel for these guys, the ones like the top of the tree, because people want to know, look, how long am I going to live?
Yeah, I mean, I think the question you asked that was a good one was, you said...
Hang on, do that again.
It was a good one.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Was that you said, am I going to feel better than I do now?
Mm.
Because you were still convinced it was after effects of the flu that are making you feel so unwell. Mm. And Tom said, no, you're not. And I think that's actually helped, because rather than wait, you in your head, you were kind of like, wait, I'll wait till I feel better and then I'll do this or that.
Yeah.
I think you kind of got your head around the fact that, okay, we need to make the most of every day then. So I did manage to prise you out of the house and we went to the pub for lunch.
Yeah.
Sat in the sunshine.
The problem that I have, and a lot of people with cancer may well be, and You know, I had it first of all a long time ago. If you listen to any of the podcasts, you'll find in medieval times, 25 years ago, and it didn't come back. You know, I had it in my late 40s, and it came back in my early 70s.
Mm.
And the fact is, you don't want to go anywhere quite often, and quite often you don't want to talk to anyone either.
But once you get out. Then, I mean, that's what I noticed. When we went to the hospital, you were like, oh, I will go because I have to go because it's the hospital. But once we were out and you were on your mobility scooter, there was no stopping you and you were zooming
literally
around, crashing into things, chatting, happy.
Oh, yeah, I've got to say hello to that lady who came up, but she didn't talk to me. She talked to you.
No, she sent me a message on Twitter.
Oh, right. Okay.
There was a lady there who was at the breast clinic and she saw you. But she didn't want to intrude, so she didn't come over and say hello.
She should have done.
Yeah, I should look up her name, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
So, getting you out and about was good. So then we went, I said, come on, let's go out for lunch.
So now I have to be G'd up like a child.
But once you're out, you were good. And then we even combined that with a trip to the polling station.
Yeah, and I voted.
And wasn't they were so lovely there. I mean, it was in our little village hall. I mean, it wasn't immensely busy and heaving with people, but I went in and said, I've got a gentleman in the car who's really not able to walk. And they came out and let you vote in the car. But they had to ring the head office and get special permission and all the correct ways of doing it. But they were able to come out and you didn't have to get out of the car, which was wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was very nice.
I thought they would just go, no, sorry, madam, he's got to come in, but they were great.
I don't know that I'd have got the mobility scooter up the steps.
No, there was a ramp round the other way, but it was just, it would have been all quite a palaver I don't think we'd even had it with us, so I'd have to go home and get it, put it all together. So that was great.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is that you just have to live with the way it goes.
Mm.
And it's easy for me to say this. But it's, you know, you're not seeing the side of me when I'm on. We have had an interesting week. I have been feeling pretty bad, but I did manage to do the show this week. I'm really pleased. Although I did feel at 1 minute during the program, because one of the things cancer does is makes you feel sick.
Mm.
And you don't, you know, quite literally, if you don't take the right medication, you can feel you're going to throw up quite regularly. And right in the middle of a bit, I thought, oh, no. Luckily, it went.
Yes, that would have been a bit of a disaster. Because when you do the throwing up thing, it's quite sort of spectacular, of course, as it's you. It's not going to be a subtle thing. It's very dramatic.
But I don't really bring anything up.
No, but there's... The noise is quite incredible. And then all the talking, all the groaning and moaning and oh my gods that go with it. It makes it quite a spectacular event.
Well, it just takes the edge off the nastiness of it, you know. Just the district nurse came to visit.
Oh, yes, we had the district nurse, Emma, came to see us. She was very, very lovely.
Yeah.
Gave us lots of handy tips. She's going to bring you a special cushion to sit on so you don't get a sore bottom.
Oh, golly. It can. You have to go with the flow, otherwise you could get really embarrassed.
But she was wonderful. She came just to sort of have a preliminary meeting, and meet you and give you. She gave you a good old check over.
Yeah, I didn't know that was really necessary.
All your blood pressure and everything like that, and checked you for bed sores. Gave us some good advice on your dry skin, so you don't have to have arm dandruff anymore.
No. Still no way with, you know, I'm affected by the blood thinners. But just on my forearms, looks like I've been and had bad tattoos.
Oh, I've remembered the name of the lady. Her Twitter name is Poppy Jack, the lady that was...
Oh, right, so, okay.
Hello, Poppy Jack. Lady.
Hello, Poppy Jack.
Please come and say hello to us next time.
You know, it it is difficult. Once you meet somebody as well, there are two ways of going who has cancer. Sometimes you don't want to talk to them because you don't want to feel part of that crowd.
Mm.
But it's a lot easier to just get over it and realize that there are so... You're right, Mulberry moving around. There are so many people in the same position now, aren't there? And each week we find friends who've just been diagnosed or people we know. Yeah, really quite upsetting, but there we are.
And you're outliving all of them.
Well, I don't know if I'm outliving all of them, but there were times, and I have to admit, where I felt I would rather have taken a quick injection than carry on feeling the way I was. But they give me some new medicine that makes me feel slightly better.
I think that is part of the improvement that we've had this week, is you've had a tablet that helps you sleep at night. Because you're sleeping at night, then you're not sleeping all day. So that's better. So you're a bit more awake during the day. And then what we're calling the chill pill, which is just something that helps to relax you so you don't get stressed about your breathlessness, because it's like a vicious circle of breathlessness, panic, more breathlessness. So it helps with that. So these two things, which were recommended by our hospice lady, have really helped a lot.
Yeah. So we've had quite a lot of medical intrusions this week.
Not intrusions, assistances.
No, assistants, yeah. Yeah. No, and the district nurse was very encouraging, in fact, because I thought...
You were dreading... You had a sort of a Hattie Jakes kind of
in
vision
my head.
In your head of like a strict matronly older lady, and she was a very lovely lady.
Yeah. And actually,
you did actually even say to her, oh, you're a lot nicer than I thought you were going to be.
And actually, because until I got cancer, I hadn't really been ill. So, and it's not something I like to do. So until I really can't do anything anymore, I pretend I'm okay and just moody. Do you know what I mean? Well, you do.
I have experienced you pretending to be okay, but just moody.
Because when I got home last night after the show, I had to sit on the bottom of the stairs. I was trying to be quiet, but I had to sit there for about 10 minutes to recover.
Just getting out of the car?
Yeah.
Were you regretting having those three steps put up to the front door now?
Not really, no. I quite like it. It looks nice.
What? I mean, because it's harder to climb to get in.
Yeah. I'm not having it. Was that your tummy?
Or there's the dog.
Was it? All right. I'm not having you put a slope up there. I know exactly what you're thinking.
Good disabled access.
Yeah. But at least our friend Andy, who gave us a lift to the hospital, could pick up the scooter and put it together.
Yes. Yes, Andy's
and he didn't have to take it apart either.
No, he could fit it all in one go, but he's got the knack of working it, so that's good.
He's got the knackers?
The knack of
working. Oh, the knack of working it. Hearing's going a bit too as well.
Yeah, it's been going for quite a while.
Yeah. So that's what we've done. I'm trying to think of other things that we've sat out in the sun quite a lot. Well, you have. But it's not something they recommend you to do.
No, you sat in the shade.
Yeah, but I do like to have a tan rather than be white, and it's a bit difficult, isn't it?
Well, you obviously haven't told your legs that.
Well, no, I'm getting them out a little more often.
They still don't seem to change colour, though.
No, I know. I don't think I have them out enough.
They still say milky.
I think that's because I haven't... I'll put shorts on later.
Hurrah!
What
a treat.
All right, I won't.
Get your milky white ones out. I know you've been wearing shorts, but they're just your legs don't seem to change colour.
No. Well, I don't...
Maybe that's because we've been sitting you in the shade.
I think they're browner than they were.
Hmm.
All right, okay, I'm putting back on
maybe,
the colours.
Maybe some more oat milk than cow's milk now.
Yeah. More oat? Was that darker? I'm not...
Colour, yeah. It's
all right,
well, it's sort of off-white rather than bright white.
I'm not eating as much either, am I? I'm a bit worried. Not as many crunchy nut cornflakes.
You still will insist on having crunchy nut cornflakes when you get up, no matter what time of day it is.
No,
3 o'clock in the afternoon, time for breakfast.
I'm wanting some now.
So, yes, the crunchy nut cornflake phase is still an ongoing thing, but then you just have that and then an evening meal, don't you?
Yeah.
But we've been having
It's a Saturday, I might have a bacon sandwich.
Might you?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, whatever you want to do, really.
It might be what the kitchen's producing.
Well, yeah, that's the other problem, of course, saying, you know, you get really cross with me when I say, gosh, I think we need to think about cutting the lawn.
Yeah, when you say, oh, I think I might have a cup of tea in a minute.
Mm.
And we all know that that means, can I have a cup of tea, please? Which is all I'd rather you said.
Yeah, but I don't.
Or can you mow the lawn?
I don't like to keep feeling I'm asked. And this is probably something a lot of those of us with cancer have. And you get to the stage where you literally, you know, I know I can go on the telly or the radio and I can sound fairly normal. And then when I'm quite sort of, not rude, I've never been rude, but forthright, let's say. And now people are saying, oh, that's because he's not well.
Maybe that's why you're right. I think from the caring person point of view, when you say, I think I might have a cup of tea in a minute, I don't know whether that means, can you make me a cup of tea? Or whether it means, right, I'm going to try and make a cup of tea in a minute. And so I don't want to step in and just make it for you if you are intending to make it yourself. But then it never seems like that you were. So
yeah,
so it just clarifies things. If you just went like, fancy a cup of tea, could you make me one?
The thing that I have found difficult is that it has gone from being able to do, well, just do things like making cups of tea and, you know, walking to the pub or whatever. It has gone from being able to do that to not being able to do it quite quickly.
Because you've got quite a shaky hand now as well. So the thought of you carrying a cup of boiling liquid with your shaky hand and your wobbly legs, it does bring to mind the two soups. Lady.
I think I'm beginning to look a bit like her as well. I think you've got to, you know, you just have to realise that. And when the thing about the doctors is, bless them, they always try and put the most positive spin on, which is, you know, good, isn't it, really?
Well, yeah, everyone's different. And so they have to adapt to what people can deal with. And want to be told as well, I suppose. Because some people don't want to know their prognosis at all, ever. And that's fine, isn't it? They just don't want to know.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to sort of know so I can be ready for every step. And things over this past six months since Christmas or something have gone down quite a lot.
4 months, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes, it has. But I think we've just...
I put it down to the flu.
You did.
Yeah.
But there is a limit on how much you can blame it on the flu.
Well, the flu did do a lot of people in, didn't it? I mean, I did end up in hospital for 3 weeks.
Yes, you were very poorly from the flu, but I think that's done now.
Anyway, let's cheer everybody up before we finish this. The dogs are having a lovely time. They're both fast asleep on the bed and not listening to a word that is being said.
They're immune to your voice because it is a constant background factor. When you're awake.
Mulberry, do you want to come on?
Right. Well, I guess on that note, we should probably sign off for this week.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. If you have just... The interesting thing is I've lived with this, if you like, off and on, for a long time. But you meet people who are diagnosed... haven't felt very well, and then suddenly told you've got about 3 weeks.
Yeah, that must be shocking.
That must be very, very difficult. But those of us who've been on this journey for a while, just carry on. Nothing else you can do. I think that was my tummy.
Yeah, and just enjoy every day, as Professor Tom says.
So anyway, bacon sandwiches and chop chop. Off you go. Thank you very much indeed. I'll see you soon.
I'll get you some cornflakes.